Welcome to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. Joining me in studio tonight will be the lovely Bianca Nagy, talking about her volunteer work for sexual health in the community of Oakville and the wonderful work that she does. I'm back from last week. Last week I wasn't able to attend due to the Ontario budget, so I'd like to thank Josh Skinner for covering the show for me. He did a great interview, and it was a lot of fun to listen to afterwards, and I'm very pleased to hear that he did a good job. So I'll be covering his show this coming Friday, actually. So Friday at 5, the original soundtrack, I'll be hosting that show for Josh Skinner, who will be away. Also on the show tonight, we're going to talk about Rebecca Black again. Unfortunately, she gets way too much airtime than she probably deserves, but we're going to talk about my experience in trying to get a hold of that individual and how frustrating it is. So we're going to talk about ARC Media, and I'll play you a clip of their little made-up interview that they did, and they put it on YouTube, and that's really the only thing the press has been able to go for, so... We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Leafs and their playoff push and some other great stuff. So coming up, we're going to play some music here for you, as we always do here on Radio Nation. And the first song is by Anything But Monday. It's called Sweet. So here it is.
Cruising in the air, forgetting all worries, getting of exhaust. So far gone, ain't mad at the prick who cut me off. No reckless road rage, fade breezing in the wind. Can't nobody take me up out of the zone I be in, you know? I flame up, ready to take flight, just vibing, riding by myself at night. And I'm all alone, far away from home. Don't ask me what I'm on, dog, I'm in the zone. Hold up, I'm feeling alright, just riding, vibing by myself at night. Somebody calling my phone, I wish they'd leave me alone. I wanna be on my own, dog, I'm in the zone. You know the feeling when you chilling, staying low to the ground. Ain't nobody surrounds, cause you don't want them around. Not a care in the world. If you don't know what I'm saying, you don't know the feeling, G. But if you want the same thing, let it rain, cause you feeling me. Whatever missed calls, you gon' get right back. But every now and again, this shit gets like that. When I don't want no company in front of me, this how I get down. I'm lost in the vibe and I don't ever wanna be found. I flame up, ready to take flight, just vibing, riding by myself at night. And I'm all alone, far away from home.
All right, welcome back to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. It's 8 o'clock here in our Toronto studio. For anybody who's listening outside of the time zone, you have to figure it out for yourself. So if you haven't heard of Rebecca Black yet, you could just Google her and look up her name, and you'll find the song called Friday. And it is personally, in my opinion, one of the worst songs I've ever heard in my whole life. I don't mean to be mean to the girl. I don't want to criticize her because I've already done it. But like, I just feel bad for her because the song just sucks. Like, the people who wrote this song suck. Like, for writing it, like, I just, like, I feel like they have just ruined her whole life. And anyway, so about 3 weeks ago, when I first heard the song Friday, which has now personally ruined every Friday for me in this, like, for the rest of my life, like, it has ruined my whole perception of Friday, because now I think of Friday and I gotta think of this song. You know, it's not like TGIF Friday anymore. It's like this Rebecca Black girl is now, like, engraved in my brain for Friday. Like, I'm not looking forward to Fridays anymore. I really am not. I'm just like, all right, I want to be Saturday so that I can know what comes after Saturday. I know that Sunday does come after Saturday. I didn't know that before. See, I had every other day of the week figured out, but I didn't know that Sunday came after Saturday because I was generally too hungover to even know what day of the week it really was. Anyway, so the people who kind of produced the song, It's Friday, it's called Arc Music Factory, and I'll be honest with you, I tried very hard, actually, after the day I heard the song, which was on a Friday, to get a hold of her. I got Twitter for this whole reason, because I knew she had a Twitter account, and, you know, I went on the site, and I signed up, and I did everything I possibly could to just, like, try to find this individual, because I wanted her on my show. You know, I thought, how cool would that be to get, like, this girl, and maybe she could get her voice heard, and maybe she could, you know, like, change her image a little bit, and get this interesting perspective, and kind of get her voice heard, because I think a lot of people are really, like, a little too critical of her, because, let's put it this way, it seems like they just went to her and said, here, sing this stuff, you'll be great, just sing it, don't care, don't pay attention to what's in it, just sing it, do some weird dance and, you know, pretend to be like you're interested in stuff, and we'll make you into a star. And they have, but it's in the all for the wrong reason. And like, the interview we did played two shows ago with her on Good Morning America was great. Like, she sang and she admitted that, I'm not the best singer, you know, I'm not bad, but I'm not good. Of course you're not bad. You're not me, Rebecca. If I were to sing right now, I would have no listeners at all. Like, people would be like, okay, this is done. I don't want to listen to the show anymore. So anyway, I was trying to get a hold of Arc Media, which, if you ever try to get a hold of these people, is the most difficult process in the world. I could got hold of the president quicker than this, because you go on their website, artmusicfactory.com, and it's quite an interesting layout, because it's kind of like cheesy graphics kind of thing, and it doesn't seem like very professionally well done. So already my first clue is, all right, who are these people and what are they doing? Well, their bio about them is so short anyway that it really doesn't tell you anything, and their contact information is two emails, and they say they have a studio in Los Angeles. That's fantastic, except for the fact that Los Angeles is friggin' huge. Los Angeles is massive. It could be like greater Los Angeles. Now we're talking about like all of Orange County and Anaheim and Glendale and all those places, and now That's great. It's not like we're talking about Saskatchewan where, you know, you could just assume that there's probably like one studio in all of Saskatchewan. So anyway, I'm trying to get a hold of, and they have this thing when you sign up and you have to get approved to sign up, which is another interesting thing, is they actually have to approve you as a member. So you get approved, you sign up, you go on this chat thing, and there's a guy, and his like name's like Arcmaster or something like that, and he might be listening, so hello. But you talk to, you know, I'm telling him, like, I'm trying to, you know, get a hold of Rebecca Black. The only reason I joined the site, I don't care about all the other people that want to be famous. I mean, you know, there's some good artists on there that, you know, might be featured in the shows later, because there is some talent on the site, but a lot of it isn't by people, by Arc Music Factory. They haven't found these people. These people just come to them and say, I want to be famous. And anyway, so what happened was I was getting frustrated, because now, like, this is day four, okay? I've spent, like, my whole Saturday afternoon trying to get a hold of Rebecca Black. Like, how lame is that, you know? It's like, okay, you just probably should just stop. Like, she's not going to talk to you. And I got a hold of her. I got a hold of somebody, you know, from Arc Music Factory. And it was after me just going off and being ridiculous and just ranting about how ridiculous is him. Like, I said, I'm a member of the press. Like, you know, why can't I get media access? Why is it an email that no one replies to? Why is there not a phone number? Why is there nothing that tells me who these people are? And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are actually wondering the same thing. And I guess they thought of it too, because they decided it'd be a great idea to actually make their own interview. An exclusive interview with Mark, with Arc Music Factory founder and president Patrice Wilson. Well, that's great, you know. How great is it for a site like this, you know, how great is it for Arc Music Factory to have themselves interview themselves? How wonderful is that? We've already seen the quality of their production in the first place and how great it is. So why not make an interview? That's even better. You know, you can dictate your own questions. How fantastic is that? So anyway, I've been unsuccessful in getting Rebecca Black, and now I really don't even care if I get Rebecca Black, because I have the answers I've been looking for. In this video that I'm about to play for you very, very shortly, there is answers to who these people are, who Patrice Wilson is, who's that weird guy in the music video, and why is he driving a car, and why are 13-year-olds on the back of a convertible without wearing seatbelts? Like, isn't that a law in California? I mean, and why is there a backdrop screen, and why are all these things happening, and why is she standing at the bus stop and getting into a vehicle? You know, I mean, why is that happening? So now I feel like the answers to my questions have been solved in some sort of media fashion. But it still doesn't do good enough for me. So I'm going to play a piece of this interview for you, because it is very, very interesting. So here, take a listen.
On the radio. And try to compare it with the song Friday. A pop tune supposed to be really, really catchy. Now, regardless of the lyrics or how easy the lyrics might be, so far it can stick in your head and you get out of the shower and you're singing Friday, Friday, because it's stuck in your head, and that's the whole purpose, that's the goal of creating tunes and songs like that, because we want it to be catchy, we want people to keep on singing along, and they say, I cannot get out of my head. But there is no difference whatsoever to the songs you hear on the radio today and the song that we make. In fact, people say autotune is so much on the artist. You know what? I guarantee you, or I actually dare you guys to try to compare a song that has so much autotune versus one of the artists that we worked with. It's actually less autotune we use. But to give that radio sound, we have to go ahead and create that autotune to balance it out.
And what's in the future for Arc Music Factory?
Very exciting, lots of work, and I'll just say, you know, taking it day by day as well. Arc Music Factory, number one thing, why we got here in the first place, is finding talent, going out there, auditioning people. Back in the day, we were not privileged to go to other cities and states because we had to stay in California. Today, we are privileged.
All right. That's enough of this interview. It's great, but, I mean, really? Day by day, that's what you do, Patrice Wilson? Do you know what day of the week it is? Do you have a song now for every day of the week, so you know what day it is now that you have clarified to the world that Friday is a day and that Saturday comes after Sunday. Like, I'm sorry, but that doesn't qualify as talent. Like, Rebecca Black would be the perfect candidate for my show because she's young and she's looking to become famous. She's looking to grow musically. I can't say that she's that talented. I mean, I suck at music, but that doesn't mean she's talented. I can't say that these people have actually done, you know, they're talking like, he's talking like a celebrity. Like, you know, this guy reminds me, he's like, what are you trying to be, Usher? Like, are you really trying to be, you trying to find the next Justin Bieber? Well, no, like, That doesn't, like, Justin Bieber didn't ask somebody, hey, look, I'm going to be super famous and, you know, piss everybody off who doesn't like me kind of deal. That's not what happened. He just got famous. And you haven't made, you finding talent, like, have you looked at your website? It's all 13-year-old girls. Like, what's wrong with you people? Like, I'm sorry. Like, it doesn't make sense. And the people who directed this video, please, honestly, like, the next time, like, I know people at my college that could do better than this, than better than that video. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to say, like, you know, you guys suck in every way. Because, you know what? Maybe you don't suck. You know, there's probably some talent. But, like, people want to know more about you, Patrice. Like, I want to know, like, who you are. Like, are you just some dude who just drives around in a sports car and, you know, hangs out with 13-year-old girls? Or are you just, do you... What do you do? Like, I mean, I know you helped with this song and you wrote the lyrics to this song and you wanted to be catchy, which is cool. And now it's engraved in my brain for the rest of my life. Like, I have to show people how terrible these lyrics are because I have suffered through the consequences of listening to this song. I went up to them and I'm like, you got to hear this. Have you heard Rebecca Black? No, who's that? It sucks. So listen to it because it's so bad that I want you to feel my pain so that the song is stuck in your brain too. So that we can collaborate and say it is Sunday after Saturday. And I don't know, you know, I'm not trying to be mean here because, you know what, there is some, maybe they have found, like, I've gone through the site and looked at some other people, and there are some interesting people on the site that are semi-talented and quite interesting, and you got to give them credit. I mean, to do what they did and to make her famous, these people are rich, okay? They're richer than, you know, I may ever be, and, you know, they're sitting there counting their change while we all make fun of her, and hey, isn't that what it's about anyway? That's what it's about. That's what it's about today. Nobody cares how talented you are. So if you make money and you're marketable, that's great. But now you've made Rebecca Black. Like, it's like, I saw a thing where somebody said, who remembers William Hung, the guy who, you know, from American Idol? And it's exactly the same thing. Just we all forgot about him and now it's Rebecca Black for the next 10 years. And I don't know if I want to, you know, remember William Young or William Hung or it's Friday the rest of my goddamn life. I don't understand. It's frustrating to me because, you know, I have artists on my show regularly, as some of you listeners know, and there's some great talented artists that come through this show that sit down here and have are passionate and well, you know, spirited individuals who write music and love it for what it is. And I'm not saying Rebecca Black isn't one of those people, but it is really, really sad when, you know, I've had a 12-year-old girl come to this show who I think is better than Rebecca Black. That's just my personal opinion. Like, you don't have to agree with it, but I think she's better. She does her own instrumentals. She writes her own lyrics. Does it all to herself. She's a better artist than Rebecca Black is. I haven't seen anything of Rebecca Black, and that's what bothers me, is there is nothing else. You Google Rebecca Black, you can't find anything. It's impossible. Like, I don't know where she lives. Is that even a real name? That's probably not even a real name. It's probably something else. Like, they interviewed her mother, and her mother didn't have the same last name, so it's probably not even a real name, and that's okay, but, you know, it confuses me and it makes me frustrated as a journalist because I'm trying to, you know, help my listeners. I'm trying to help you, Rebecca Black. If you want to be interviewed and actually have like a real legitimate interview, come to my show. And I can't do that because the people who run you are just so controlling. And it's like communism 101 at Arc Media's Music Factory in Los Angeles. Like, communism exists there because you can't get a hold of this individual because they're protecting her. And they said to me, you know, we don't want you to bash her. Well, you know what? I'm not here to bash you. Journalistically, I'm here to do a good job. I will give you a fair interview. I will ask some tough questions, and you'll have to answer them. But, you know, I'm not here to bash you. I'm not going to, you know, what does it get? Doesn't get me any further from bashing you. It might make me feel good, but that's just wrong, and I don't actually feel good for insulting a 13-year-old. That's great. What does make me upset is the fact that this video sucks. It's so bad, and I've refrained from saying it sucks on the air, but I don't even care anymore because it does suck. I feel bad for the girl. You know, people are gonna be like, you don't know, like, you have to stand in front of a sign that says bus stop on it. Like, do bus stops really look like that? Do bus signs really look like that in Orange County? Like, I googled Orange County Transit because I wanted to know the answer. Do bus signs look like a giant yellow triangle that's a bus stop, or is it just a little thing that says Orange County Transit? I don't know, but now I know where the bus stop is because it's so big you can't miss it. And if they're 13 years old, why are 16-year-olds driving a car and picking them up at grade school? Like, I always thought, like, you know, like, when I was in grade school, when I was in grade 9, like, the number one rule is you never date anybody from grade school. You never date a grade 8-year-old. That's just weird, man. It's just like, you're in a whole different ballgame. You go for the older girls. Why are 16-year-olds driving it? Why are they not wearing seatbelts, number one? The safety first, please. Safety first. Like, what if you get hit by a car? Then you won't know what day of the week is going to be dead. So, you know, where's your safety? Like, what is that promoting? Like, I'm not going to wear a seatbelt when I get in the back of a convertible. And the other thing is, and a lot of people picked up on this, but do you actually notice which seat should I sit in? Well, the front seat's already taken, lady. You got to sit in the back. Like, did you not notice the front seat was taken by the other dude? Like, you can't sit there. Like, what are you going to do, sit on his lap? That's even worse. You're 13. The guy's 16. He's going to jail. And I just, like, I don't know who directed this. I don't know what their philosophy was, what their goal was. If they're just, like, kind of make some funky music video and trying to, like, have people dancing because it sucked. It was so bad. It's so bad that the people, like, the two blonde girls that are dancing have, like, so many hits on Facebook. They're so popular. There's a big fan page for them because they don't do anything. They just dance there the whole time. Like, how awesome is that? You get to be famous for dancing in some terrible music video. That's phenomenal. It's like watching, like, Ja Rule's music videos or just listening to Ja Rule's music, which is just as bad as this. And I'm not saying I don't like Ja Rule, but, like, I mean, really, like, seriously, like, his music was no better than Rebecca Black's. Let's put it that way. And I just want to know one thing. What have these people done? Please, if you're listening, I know I just said some harsh words, but you got to take it. You guys are millionaires. You got to take it. That's what happens. People don't like you when you're famous, but you got to take it. So my question to you is, what actually have you guys done? What have you done in life? What have you done before Rebecca Black? I've seen your website. I know you found other people that are semi-famous, but I never heard of them, you know, until I went on this website. No one else has heard of them until I went on this website. You know, what have you done? Show me the proof. The thing with Justin Bieber is he actually did something. He put his own YouTube videos up. You can't Google Rebecca, you can't YouTube Rebecca Black and find anything with this girl. She hasn't done anything else. She's just like, here, we'll just pick you because you're young and you may look semi-attractive and we're just going to make a boatload of money and that'll be it. And no, that's unacceptable. And if you actually want to go www.arcmusicfactory.com, go look at their webpage. It's really interesting. It's so badly laid out. And it's so just awful, and it doesn't make sense to me, and it's so, it's like looking at a website from 1999 or 2001. It's just, like, it could be so much better, and all I'm saying, guys, is, you know, if you're going to make another video about the day of the week, please make it better than Friday. Please make it, like, Monday or Tuesday or make it Wednesday. Make it a day that I really just, I don't like anyway, or just don't make anything. Like, if you're going to make something, make it good. It's, like, it's not that hard, I mean. People don't like it. They're not going to listen to it. But people are forced to listen to this. And I don't know why. If anybody buys this, whoever's bought this off YouTube or off iTunes, crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, so we're going to take a quick break here on the show. We're going to play a little music, and then we're going to get to our featured interview tonight. And that'll be it for the show. So you're listening to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. The next song that's going to be coming up is by Melanie Mayo, another great artist that we have had on the show. She's from Oakville, Ontario. And the song is In Love by Melanie Mayo.
It's like a game of chess. I wanna be the best, I won't settle for less. It's like a straight up honey in a summer dress that really turns me on, yes I must confess. I know that she knows I wanna give it to you, and I know that she wants to do me too. Cause I feel the vibe when the look in her eyes, and her blushing cheeks just tell me she's shy. So I start to mack and say that she's dope, and I was wondering if there was any hope for us to fantasize in the old wonderland. She could be my girl and I'll be a good man. I don't usually come across like that, but yo, you must know that it's a well-known fact that I'm just funny, I'll make you smile. Don't be scared, girl, it's just my style.
You were lifting me up. We sitting tight while we're relaxing in the back of the truck. What? You got money, but there ain't no love. It's kinda funny now she's hating a thug. Why? I'm so deep in it. It's like do or die. You can be my Bonnie, I can be your Clyde. If you're down to ride, door suicide. To the beach, sunset, watching out the tide. Baby girl, yeah, you're watching me drift. I bought a fake rose and I'm wondering if I could love you till the day that it would die. Yeah, or better yet, yeah, the rest of my life. Yeah, she's so sweet with it. It's like Candyland, I'm just needing it. Call me Candyman. She got me going up, straight to the top. Yeah, I said it before, she just lifts me up.
I remember when we were young, in love. I remember when we were young, in love.
Watching our seven legs dance on the wall. You're looking at me. I'm walking. kiss me like nobody's watching. Yeah, I used to chase rainbows and wish on stars, but I gave all that up to follow my heart. Baby, life's a never-ending dance, but the music only plays for those who take a chance. Nobody's watching. liking this more than I should. Oh, this sweet audition is what I've been missing. This must be how our love begins. Cause now that I'm kissing you, my heart is wishing you do it again. Thank you.
All right, welcome back to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the Leafs, and I try not to do too much sports here on the show anymore, but it is worth noting they're in the heat of the playoff race, and you know this is pretty much do or die for them, and they're currently tied 2-2 in the first period with Washington. And let's put it this way, I'm not personally a Leaf fan. Some of you might already know that, but I try to keep my opinions out of this. But as a Torontonian, someone who lives in the area, this city is way better when the Leafs make the playoffs. So I actually would like to see them make the playoffs over the New York Rangers, because this city, like, you go to the bar and it's like 50 times better when the Leafs are on, because everybody's drinking, everybody's pumped, everybody's ready to go. So I'm totally excited. I'd like to see them make the playoffs. It's a really big long shot. I mean, they have a lot of work ahead of them. They have to get some help from other teams, especially from Tampa Bay, which isn't happening right now because Buffalo is leading them 3-1 in the second period. So that's my opinion on the Leafs. I'd like to see them make it. I'd like to see them get in. I'd like to see the city actually be pumped up, because it'd be twice as pumped because the Leafs haven't made it for the last 7 years. So now I'm joined in studio by Bianca Nagy.
Hello.
And why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Bianca.
And she's a lovely individual who has done some great volunteer work in the community of Oakville, where I'm from. And you've been doing stuff with health at 232, and you've been doing work since high school promoting sexual awareness and STD prevention, excuse me. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do and the organization you're with?
Well, it first started when I was in high school and around grade 10 and 11. We were in a group called SWAT, the Student Wellness Action Team, and we decided that we wanted to do presentations geared to grades 7s, 8s, 9s, and 10s about drugs, alcohol, and relationships. And we decided to speak to the school nurse, Mary Tabak, and she gave us pretty much just guidelines and said, you know what, you just go, teachers and the nurse leaves the room, and us peers talk to people who are younger, even in the same age of us, about these subjects. And they just felt more comfortable with just us in the room because we're not intimidating or anything. And we had really great feedback to the point where we were asked to be at a regional-wide conference called the Party in the Right Spirit, which is brought by youth for youth. And that's pretty much where it's started. And then I was on the youth steering committee for this sexual health center. And yeah, that's...
So now it's only appropriate that I ask you, why exactly did you get involved with sexual health? Like, what's your personal reason behind this?
I guess I'm into promoting or talking about sexual health because I guess growing up in my family, talking about sex was never taboo. I was really lucky, everyone was pretty open, and I guess just my nature of my personality, I've always been very respectful and willing to listen to what people have to say. I'm not judgmental. I just find the subject very comfortable to speak about, and I think that I kind of give that vibe off to other people. And whereas, you know, maybe if you talk to a school nurse about it, you might feel like you may be getting judged. But I've had people in high school come up to me asking me certain questions, and if I didn't know the answer, I would go find it for them and I would get right back to them, and you know, I wouldn't talk about it with anybody else. It's not my business. And I guess, you know, I just
do you find that because people are coming to you or you can relate to them in age, that they open up more to you than they would to a public health nurse?
Oh, absolutely. I found that, you know, 90% of the people that have come up to me said that, you know, I'm so thankful that you're so open about it, because I would never go up to my parents, or I would never go up to, you know, another adult figure, which I do encourage people to do, because, you know, if you talk to someone that you really trust and who will be honest with you, then that's even better, because that they're a great role model. But because we're all on the same page, we're all the same age, I guess they just feel more comfortable discussing these things with me or the people that were in my group.
So now talk to us a little about this clinic, and it just opened up in North Oakville. So tell us a little bit about what this clinic is and what it can do for young adults between the ages of 18 and 25 and even younger.
Yeah, the clinic is for all ages, and obviously we offer sexual health services by appointments, and we also have needle exchange services. It's great because it includes pregnancy testing, birth control counseling. We also can, it's contraceptive prescriptions. We do everything from what is called the point of care testing for AIDS and HIV, which is all anonymous. Like, we are completely confidential. When we call, we don't say who we are or anything. We try to keep it not like secret, but well, essentially, yes, but it's just because that's why they go there, and we want people to go there.
Right.
It's because we try to respect their privacy. And with this point of care, you know if you have it within minutes, and that's what's so great about it. You don't have to go and think, oh, I'm going to have to be thinking about it for 2 weeks. No, you know that very minute.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons why. I mean, I saw this article in the Yokeful Beaver, and I thought this is a phenomenal idea and a phenomenal effort by you, because I've personally been in my own situation where I've had to, you know, sit and wait for a phone, possibly wait for a phone call for 2 weeks, and it's like 2 weeks of the longest, you know, it's like the two longest weeks of your whole life. You're sitting there, you're thinking, every phone call that comes to your cell, your house, you start to like have anxiety, your heart races, and you start to wonder, and to be able to go somewhere and do it on site takes the pressure off. It would make it actually easier, because, you know, I think a lot of the worry is like, I don't actually want to know the answer. But if the time you decide to go, you're just like, I want to know. And then it's right there. Because you don't have to wait and be like, well, I shouldn't have gone because now I don't want to know the answer.
Exactly.
So in the article, the clinic's at the South Service Center on South Service Road.
Yes.
And how long has it been open for?
It's been open just for about 3 or 4 months or so. And within the first couple months it's been open, it's already had approximately 330 clients come through the door. So it's been very busy.
And tell me a little bit about this clinic. I mean, you've touched on it, but is there a phone number you can call? Or if you've never had sex, but you're looking to get information on what to do, not what to do, but obviously, like, you know, what types of preventative measures you can take to, you know, not get STDs. Is that's all available at this clinic too?
Of course. If you went to the clinic and just said, I just wanted to speak to a nurse about some questions, I know some of the nurses that work there, and they would make you feel secure and comfortable to answer any questions that you may have, no matter how embarrassing you may or may not think they are. There's no stupid questions. Absolutely, there's no stupid questions. And you can go. The best thing I would say is to go online, just Google health at 232. All the information will pop up right away, give you a phone number, hours. Definitely look into the hours, because it's open at certain times.
And is it open Monday through Friday, or can you go on the weekend too?
I don't want to give you incorrect information, but it is open Monday through Friday, but the hours are very different.
So just everybody who's listening, if you're interested, you can just go on the website and check it out.
Yeah.
And so obviously you have your own sort of personal connection, and you feel you're very passionate about this. Where do you see yourself heading in the future with this organization?
Well, unfortunately, now that it's open, I go there, and I like, you know, I want to give them treats, and I go offering Timbits to the nurses, but now that I've gotten it open, I can't really work at the actual clinic. However, now that this is done, I've met some great elected officials, such as Councillor Somerville and Chair Gary Carr, and Councillor Somerville has given me the opportunity to perhaps work at or volunteer for other organizations. And once I finish my school for politics, I essentially want to go and do something where I'd be looking over these sorts of projects and kind of understanding how much work it goes into it, and perhaps moving it along further or going an extra mile and see what we can do in our neighboring communities, if they need help or along those sorts. But yeah, I would love to work with youth-related projects when I get into politics. However, I guess we'll see and find out.
Now, this might sound like a strange question for me, but is this strictly just sexual health? There is no, will you take in people who have sort of addictions? Is that sort of not the focus of this clinic, per se?
I can't really say for sure. However, I'm sure if you were to go there, they would direct you and tell you
where to go.
Right.
So it is an open concept clinic, but if maybe if you don't, you go there and you're not sure what you need, they'll help you find what you're looking for. Maybe if it's not offered at their service, but somewhere else.
They would probably tell you the exact address, phone number. They would tell you you need to go here and be as sympathetic as they could. And whatever they don't offer at that clinic, of course, they'll show you where you can get help.
Now, you're only 20 years old and you've been doing this for 5 years. When you tell that to other people, how do they react? You know, that's quite an accomplishment. And you did it with two of your friends and you're still doing it now. That's quite an accomplishment. Like, how do you feel about, you know, what you've done?
It's kind of surreal. I just remember the idea of, I really would like to open a sexual health clinic close to the mall, close to the bus terminal for everyone to go to. And I also want it confidential and I want it for all ages. And of course, people are always like, oh, I would love to do this and I would love to do that. But I actually worked really hard at trying to contact the right people. And I can't even express how it felt to finally go up and do a speech and say, it's open, we've worked really hard, and now please, use it. Go there. Don't be afraid. And actually, Counselor Somerville was supposed to cut the ribbon, and he said, you know what, I can see how much passion that you have for this and how much hard work went into it. I want you to do it. And as lame as it is, I still have that ribbon that I cut.
That's not lame.
At home.
That's a personal accomplishment right there. You're part of why that ribbon was cut. That's nothing lame. That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Now, I have to ask, I mean, social networking is a huge part of everyone's life, whether it's BBM or Facebook, mm-hmm. or whatever it might be, Twitter. How does this organization, does this take advantage of the social networking opportunities? Because obviously a lot of youth use it, so do you guys promote within social networking?
Yes, I've even been promoting it on Facebook by posting photos and pictures. We even have, well, Halton, so it's not just Health at 232, it has a Twitter. So if you wanted, a lot of parents go to the Twitter. And they found it quite a useful tool, kind of letting you know, oh, this is what's now open, look into it. And for some of the parents, they, you know, pass on the information, which is always great. And, yeah, Facebook. And, yeah, it's been great tools. Thankfully, everything is pretty much on the computer or the internet. And mm-hmm. thankfully, once you reach 12, you know pretty much how to use a computer inside and out. So
precisely.
Finding any sort of information is
not difficult
for anyone.
Right. And so my last and final question for you before we close off the interview is, what would you give advice to someone who's looking to perhaps, because I'm going to say this to you and it might flatter you, but you're seen as a role model because of what you've done. And other people might, you know, say, wow, that's really impressive. So where would you give someone advice who's in high school? What kind of advice are you going to get involved? Like, where would they start?
I would say don't be afraid to do something that may not everyone's doing. Like, you know, you don't always have to follow the crowd. If you want to make a difference, like, I don't want to be quoting anybody, but as Gandhi said, like, be the change you want to see in the world. And that's exactly what I wanted to do. I know that I wanted to work on these projects, and I know I want to talk about sexual health. So I did it. And so the steps I would take is, first off, speak to your principal, and hopefully they can direct you with who you want to talk to, and then speak to your nurse, and speak to any of the teachers that you seem to be very open and you're, you know, willing to talk to, because we live in a, you know, a great country where you can have all sorts of opinions now, and if you want something to be changed, nowadays the youth really get to be heard. And just, you know, don't be afraid, embrace it, like, embrace the change you can make.
And my last final question, I promise, is, how influential have your parents been? How have they been supportive for you through this whole process?
Oh, absolutely. Like, my mom is great, and she's always asking me questions, and I was like, oh, I don't want to bore you or anything, but they've just been like, you know, we're so incredibly proud with how much, you know, effort you've put into this. and my, you know, my speech was videotaped, and as soon as I came home, they're like, oh, okay, we have to watch it, because I wouldn't even let them go because I was too embarrassed. And I'm like, okay, I gotta go upstairs because I can't watch it again.
Right.
But no, they've been phenomenal.
Well, you know what, you've been doing some fabulous work, and the article is, if you go on oakfullbeaver.com and type in Bianca Nagy, you can find the article, and it is a fabulous piece of writing, and I thoroughly enjoyed reading it, and I thank you for coming in tonight, and you've been a wonderful guest, and
thank you, Nicholas.
A lot of fun having you here in the show, and you're always welcome back. And if there's ever future events that you are doing for community involvement or this clinic is doing, please let us know here at Radio Nation, and we'll promote it as we'd like to do with other events. So that's it for the interview portion. We're going to play a little more music coming up in a moment, and then I'm going to close off the show. So in 10 minutes, we'll be done the show. So I have some shout-outs I have to do, and I have to have some announcements to make. So we're going to play some more music for you coming right up, but before I do that, I just want to talk about, have you seen the preview for Arthur, that Russell Brand movie?
Yes, I have.
Do you want to see that?
I would not pay to see it in theaters, I'm sorry, but I only like watching like action movies.
You're only a
theaters.
Big action movie fan.
Yeah.
I'm a big Russell Brand fan, just because, you know what, I saw Get Him to the Greek the other week, and I never wanted to see it in theaters, and I saw it, and I just, like, it is totally my type of humor. It is. Do you ever seen that one?
Yeah, I think that he's hilarious.
Yeah.
However, I find that you can get the same sort of, like, I guess, it's going to be the exact same if you're to watch it at home. So I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what, I mean, I'm blessed because I have the movie network, and, you know, I can just kind of watch, you know, it's, they have, like, Get Him to the Greek, like, on, like, 7 times a day. So you can watch it, and, I mean, I literally watched it in pieces. I saw the end of it first, which didn't seem to matter, but it was still funny, and I'm like, I have to watch this. And now I want to see Arthur just because, like, I'm expecting it to be just as funny as, you know, I didn't care what it's about. I mean, it just looks funny in general.
What about Forgetting Sarah Marshall with him in it? I thought
I never saw that one, so I can't.
Are you serious?
No, I never saw that one. Never saw that one. I know. You're like, are you crazy? You've never seen
crazy?
That movie? Like, how can
it's
you
the
say
the best movie ever?
Well, I'll have to, you know what? Now I have to watch it because you recommended that I watch it. So now I have to watch it. And yeah, anyway, I want to see that one. There's a preview for Hop. You ever see the bunny one?
Oh, yes, for children.
The guy who played Scott in X-Men's in that one. And I saw an interview with him on Regis and Kelly. I thought that was pretty interesting because he's done everything, like, been on X-Men, done all kinds of different roles, and it was interesting listening to the guy. I wish I remembered his name, but it was interesting listening to him talk because his daughter would watch X-Men, and they won't watch the parts where he's in it.
Oh.
Because they're just like, no. They are like, there's one movie, I can't remember what it's called, where he plays a bad guy, and there's like a princess, and they just want to watch the part about the princess. And matter what his, but his daughter didn't care about what, like, he did, because they just see him as daddy. They don't see him as an actor, so interesting. So yeah, I would like to see Arthur. Hopefully I'll see it, just because, I mean, I don't usually pay to see movies, but whatever, this looks funny, it looks worth seeing, and if it sucks, then you'll definitely know about it on the next show, because I'll definitely talk about it. So we're going to play a song by an artist from New Jersey called Solstice. We're going to play Dance of the Devil, so that's a great song, and you're listening to Radio Nation here at the Centennial College Internet Radio Network. I'm your host, Nicholas Pascod.
Life, you get one chance. Party with the devil when we get one dance. It's hard to find your way in the wasteland's trance. In the end, you wish to start over, but no, you can't. In the game of life, you get one chance. Party with the devil when we get one dance. It's hard to find your way in the wasteland's trance. In the end, you wish to start over, but no, you can't. It's crazy what people do in times of stress. Keep bottled up feelings in a cage in their chest. Pool emotions so deep that they wear life vests. They just sport bright smiles to hide being depressed. Put foot in front of foot, try getting ahead. Tripped up, slipped up till their ankles are red. Another day in the life, try rolling the dice. Take a sinner's advice and be a demon's device. Blinded by all light and only active at night. Success was just too bright, no respite in sight. Imagine if the world stopped for you. Putting the game on pause is impossible. Imagine if the world stopped for you. Putting the game on pause is impossible. In the game of life, you get one chance. Party with the devil, only get one dance. hard to find your way in the wasteland's trance. In the end, you wish to start over, but no, you can't. In the game of life, you get one chance. Party with the devil, only get one dance. Hard to find your way in the wasteland's trance. In the end, you wish to start over, but no, you can't. No choice but to play the hand dealt. Game's blue flame, all chance just melts. Car accident with no seatbelt. Emotional wreck, face can't be felt. Before it all falls down, down deep in the ground. Fight another round, take a stand for your town. Buy real estate properties, conjure up monopolies. When you can't afford the fees, contemplate robberies. Till the cops yell freeze, get down on your knees. Get another life, even if you ask please. Imagine if the world stopped for you. Putting the game on pause is impossible. Imagine if the world stopped for you. The game on pause is impossible.
Scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Should fall out of place. Oh, you think you're special. Oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't. Don't impress me much. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but how you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much.
That don't impress me.
Oh, oh no, you think you're cool, but how you got the touch? Nah, don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm on the long, cold, lonely nights. That don't impress me.
that don't impress me.
Feeling sad and low, we will take you where you gotta go.
Welcome back to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. Before we end off the show tonight, we just have a few special announcements to make for you guys tonight. So on Sunday, April 10th at 9 p.m. at Rancho Relaxo, that's on 300 College Street here in Toronto, the group from Rodrigo Wild, one of the members for RMD, he's the ambassador, the musical ambassador for the orphanage in La Plaine's Port-au-Prince, that's in Haiti. And he's raising money for his trip back to Haiti, which will put a water drainage system and a solar energy and lighting system and a new school for the orphanage. His goal is to raise $850 by May 1st. He'll be accepting donations for accepting donations of new women's underwear for the We Care With Underwear campaign for femininity and dignity of women and girls in crisis. To get involved, you can contact WeCare123 at universe.com. There'll be some great bands there. Definitely go check it out. It's a great charity event. Hopefully I can make it out for this because I'd love to go. It'd be a lot of fun. And it's a great cause, so go on out there and support a great cause. And also, one of our artists, Jessica Spiels, has a performance on April 8th at the Rock Pile in Etobicoke. That's just west of Kipling Subway Station at $10 at the door. For more information, you can check out my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/radionation.ca. It's 9 o'clock here in the studio, and that's it for the show tonight. Thank you very much for listening. We'll have a great show for you lined up next week. Just keep listening to the keep reading the updates, and you'll be out next week on Radio Nation. For everybody here at the studio, I'd like to thank everybody for listening, and have a great night. So long from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.